Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by AnaBots. We build AI with heart. Our trained AI sales and support assistants work 24/7 to increase sales, reduce costs, and free up your time so you can focus on growing your business. If you want to install a 24/7 near-human sales and support team in your business, go to anabots.ai to learn more. Anabots.ai. We have 100% free options and low-cost options to fit any budget. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Roberto Capodieci, who is consulting and developing innovative solutions in blockchain and decentralized technology space. Let me say that again. His business focuses on consulting and developing innovative solutions in the blockchain and decentralized technology space. He provides high-level expertise and services in blockchain architecture, decentralized systems, and secure digital document management, primarily from Singapore and Bali, Indonesia. So, Roberto, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective,
thank you. Yes.
How is AI reshaping the future of your business?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me in your show. It's a pleasure to be here and for the opportunity to talk to your audience. About the effect of AI in my business. So on the whole aspect, we at the end of the day are like a software house. And as we know, if AI seems amazing, having conversation and unlimited knowledge of so many things, when it comes to code, he's a superhero. It doesn't yet develop full application, as there will be a lot of switch in the industry. But as a support tool, is speeding up the quality and capacity of work of a regular developer tenfold. So whatever a normal person will take 1 to 2 weeks to do, in an afternoon, half of a workday can be achieved thanks to the support of AI. So it's an incredible tool that brings better quality and, you know, more fast delivery in my industry when it comes to software implementation. When it comes to consulting, I would say that is more than all like a grammar fixing tool, because many concepts, thank God, are in the brain of people with a certain amount of experience, while AI just repeat what they read around. And unfortunately, in the world of emerging technology, the material that is available around that are used to train the AI are not always 100% correct. So good things that humans can step in and not losing a job, actually, and create more value out of it. Yes.
Right. So you mentioned some practical applications for your business. What would you say that are some general ideas or that address some misunderstandings of how you have been using AI, like from the general public?
Look, there is a very beautiful aspect that this is an analogy of a real life experience that I never said anyone, so it's very cute. Practically, when I was, I think, 5 or 6 years old, my parents bought me the first personal computer. It was a Commodore VIC-20. And a friend of mine, my classmate, came to my house, and I was very proud, and I showed him this computer. So he says, let me try. And he computer turned on, and my friend typed in, there is a farmer that has 3 cows. Each cow makes 7 liters of milk per day. And in 20 days of mending it, and the computer gave a syntax error because obviously he couldn't understand. What is amazing is that, you know, I'm 50 years old now, so a good 45 years later, this is actually the way that you are talking to an AI model. So I would say that this huge interface or user experience, call it as you want, obstacle that we had in interacting with computer, where you need to have the specific knowledge, is being removed by the capacity of the computer to understand for real now through some strange application what is a normal discursive voice. So I should call back my friend that now that he's also 50 years old like me and say, okay, try now with the cow problem and ChatGPT and see what happens.
That's funny. So, Roberto, thank you for that. Tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Well, my clients usually are large company or usually consortium of company in the same fields or market leaders or specific industries that wants to introduce decentralization into their industry. When it comes also to AI, I'm working hard to decentralize AI because AI is such a powerful tool and is in the hand of very few people. So ChatGPT has data center managed by few people as much as all the other. There is not a decentralized AI that work like the blockchain for cryptocurrency per se. So there is not yet a tool that is not controlled by a single entity. And the more we rely on AI, more I see is urgent to bring AI in a manner that is on the top of a peer-to-peer network in a distributed manner, which comes from my specialization in creating decentralized systems. So if somebody want to help in this venture in any form, please contact me. Somebody want a consulting on decentralization, please contact me. Very easy. My LinkedIn profile is the classic linkedin.com/INRC10. R like Rome, C like California, one and zero, like the first two numbers reversed. So that is the way to contact me.
Awesome. I have one more question. What would be a way to decentralize it?
AI? If you think, and I don't want to go too technical, but there are specialized models today that are in the either open source that people can run in their computer or managed by companies. And there are coming out tools that when we query for something to the AI, they distribute the query to many different models, collect the different answer, and make a correct global answer. They have a different opinion. It's like if we have a round table with 20 experts and we ask one question and then we come out with one single answer with a different opinion. So if you think that this is something that is actually taking space in the world of a very fast evolution of the world of AI, in a peer-to-peer network, which is a network of 100, if not 1,000, of computers that talk to each other to serve several different, single requests, the mechanics is very similar. So as you post a Bitcoin transaction, you post your query to the AI, this goes through the peer-to-peer network. There are systems to say which are the servers they need to and how they get rewarded. But anyway, you collect an answer and a small agent in your computer or cell phone can put together this a very simplified mechanics, but a very good democratic answer that is not controlled by a single party. So that's the mechanics of how decentralizing AI will work.
Interesting. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Roberto Capodieci, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for our business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting his LinkedIn in linkedin.com/RC10. Did I say it right?
That's correct.
Yes, RC10. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 80 to 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team that actually has a heart for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.